I'm Cassie, and this is All That Matters in Triple M Rock News this week, and the first for a new decade. We're back, and there's no rest in the world of rock music. First up, the Red Hot Chili Peppers have confirmed they're working on new music with new, old, new guitarist John Frusciante. The Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith was bailed up by the Rolling Stone mag at an art exhibition this week, who dropped the news. Oasis are back. Well, almost. Oasis frontman Liam Gallagher has tweeted this week announcing he's retiring his solo career to allow Oasis to reunite. Liam, who famously feuds with bandmate and older brother Noel Gallagher, said in the tweet that his brother begged him to reunite the band. Unfortunately, this reunion isn't set until 2022. Well done to Elton John and Bernie Taupin, who have won a Golden Globe Award for Best Original Song. I'm Gonna Love Me Again is the song written for the film Rocketman. It's the first award the two have won as a duo after working together for 53 years. The remaining members of Nirvana have reunited for a charity gig in LA for the first time since 2018. Dave Grohl was joined by Chris Novoselic and Pat Smears for the gig to raise money for arts programs in the USA. Taking the lead was Beck, St. Vincent, and Grohl's daughter, Violet. Cold Chisel are back, and their biggest outdoor tour is happening now. Kicked off on New Year's Eve, the Blood Moon Tour is doing the map this month. Ozzy Osbourne has released a brand new music video, living his wildest Prince of Darkness dreams. The music video sees Ozzy draped in a black velvet cape, hanging out in a fancy-ass car in the middle of a riot. Straight to Hell is the second single of Ozzy Osbourne's oddly titled new album, Ordinary Man, and it's available for pre-order now. A massive Prince tribute concert is taking place after this year's Grammy Awards. Led by Sheila E., the Foo Fighters, Beck, Earth, Wind and Fire, and heaps more are on the lineup. The gig will be held in LA and televised in April. Aria has dropped the top 10 releases of the last decade, and rock has dominated the album charts, with Crowded House at number 6, Cold Chisel at number 2, and INXS got the top spot for their greatest hits, the very best of INXS. Looking at the single charts, and pop rock band Shepherd are at number 9, with Matt Corby at number 8 with his spine tingler brother, Dean Lewis is All Right at number 7, and big ups to Vance Joy sitting at number 2 with Riptide. And at number 1, Gautier and Kimbra with Somebody That I Used to Know. The fires in Australia have devastated the world, and the music community has been the first to put up their hands to help. Shout out to Elton John, who donated $1 million, Metallica, who donated $750,000 this week, and to all the musicians donating their time, merch and money. Check out our gig guide for a list of the fundraiser gigs and visit triplem.com.au to see how you can help. For all the latest in Triple M Rock News, download the Triple M app. I'm Cassie, and that's all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week.